Chapter 31. I've read that dolphins are as smart as people. I've even read one article by a researcher who claimed that her results indicated that the dolphins she'd been working with had been throwing the tests, and it had taken us years to realize it, that in fact, they might be smarter than us. I'd read other positions that said that they were quite a bit dumber than that. Being as how I've never really sat down for a game of checkers with a dolphin, my own personal meter for such things, I didn't really have an opinion until the day in the shed. That was when those ugly little dolphins swam by me in perfect silence, except for the swish of their dorsal fins breaking the surface to get my attention, and then raised holy hell 70 feet farther down the path beside the pool, around the curve and out of my sight, splashing and chattering and squeaking for all they were worth. I stared stupidly for about half a second before the message got through. Bad guy sighted, and close. Evidently, the aquatic Americans had decided I was on the home team. As quickly as the chattering had begun, it ended, the dolphins vanishing beneath the surface. I heard a creaking, skittering sound, and instinct drew my face up. Shadows moved on the snow-covered glass roof of the oceanarium. More of Nicodemus's plan in delaying me became clear. He'd needed time to let his people get into position within and atop the building, once he'd been able to determine generally where the archive was within the aquarium. I threw myself into the heavy ferns planted next to the footpath beside the outer pools, crouching down in the thickest bunch of greenery I could find. I held on hard to the power I'd drawn into me and hoped I could make my sucker punch last for more than a single hit. A breath later, glass shattered and fell. Dark, inhuman forms dropped silently from overhead. I picked the outermost of the invading Denarians, the one farthest from the center of action and attention, pointed my staff at him from my hiding spot amidst the green, and snarled, "Fozare!" unleashing a moderate effort of will. Invisible force caught the shape-shifted fiend as he was falling. I never got much of a look at him, beyond the fact that he had a lot of muscle and a ridge of leathery plates running down his spine. Muscle doesn't do you any good in free fall, no matter how many fallen angels you've got inside you. Unless you've got some wings to put it to use, you're in the hands of Mother Earth and Sir Isaac Newton. I wasn't trying to smash him into the middle of the lake. I applied just enough force to alter his trajectory, shoving the falling Denarian 30 feet off course, and he landed in one of those beams of titanic energy. There was a flash of white light, a brief shadow of a human skeleton burned onto my vision, and then a white-hot something went spinning out from the beam. It landed in one of the pools in an angry gush of steam. The dolphins darted away from it. Then I froze, not moving. Denarians fell like rain, more than a dozen of them, landing with heavy-sounding thumps and a couple of splashes. And a splat. One of them, a lizard-looking thing, had fallen into the foliage behind me and not 5 feet from my hiding spot, with about two-thirds of its head simply missing from its shoulders. It twitched wildly for several seconds, pumping very human-looking blood all over the place, before it slowly went still and simply started draining. My eyes tracked up to the roof and found a darkened corner. Kincaid hung in it like a spider, suspended from some sort of harness and perfectly still, and I realized that he'd had the same idea I had. Remove them before they'd realized that the battle was well and truly begun, while they were still holding back all their power to unleash in concentration. He gave me a grim little smile, moved his head in an "after you" sort of gesture, and raised a rifle sporting a heavy, outsized silencer to his cheek. Kincaid had once informed me, quite calmly, that if he ever wanted to kill me, it would be with a rifle from more than a mile away. This was more like 100 feet, maybe less, but Kincaid had dropped the Denarian with a shot to the head, maybe more than one, while it fell to the ground amidst a shower of broken glass. He was deadly as hell, and he could just as easily be coming after me as my enemies. But somehow,